This is the P&P in the Snap, sneaking a quick lesson into your busy schedule so you can pass that exam. Let's snap in. This is KB, and welcome to another episode of P&P in the Snap. We're diving deeper into tailoring and what it means for project management. Here's a quick recap. Tailoring is a deliberate adaptation of project management approach, governance, and processes to make them more suitable for the given environment and the work at hand. In other words, use your project management knowledge and experience to make the project better. You need to understand the project context, goals, and operating environment because projects operate in a complex environment that needs to balance potentially competing demands. So what do we actually tailor? The project aspects that are typically tailored are life cycle and development approach selection, processes, engagement, tools and methods, and artifacts. Let's talk about each one in detail. Life cycles. Deciding on a life cycle and the phases of the life cycle is an example of tailoring. In addition, when you select the development and the delivery approach for the project, that is also tailoring. Some projects use a combination of development and delivery approaches simultaneously. Processes. When you select the life cycle and the development approach for the project, you are also tailoring portions or elements to the process. You can add, meaning to bring required rigor, coverage, or address unique product or operating environment conditions. You can modify, like modifying a document to use that is better formatted for the team. You could remove. This is to reduce cost or effort since it's no longer required or it's not economical for the value it adds. Or you could blend, which is to bring additional benefits or value by mixing a combination of add, modify, or remove. And then there's align. This is to harmonize elements so there's consistent definition, understanding, and application. In tailoring, there's also engagement for the people involved. When you tailor the people, this means you evaluate the skills and capabilities of the project leadership and the project team to see who needs to be involved. You can also tailor empowerment, which involves choosing which responsibilities and form of decision-making should be deferred to the project team. There's integration, which is when the project teams can include contributors from contracted entities, channel partners, and other external entities, in addition to staff from inside the sponsoring organization. The other tailoring factors is tools. This is like your software and equipment. You would select the appropriate tools that the project team will use for the project. Oftentimes, the team has the best insight into the most suitable tools for the situation, but you may have to tailor that because of cost or time in to get the equipment or the software. And finally, there's the methods and artifacts. There are several models like communication models or motivation models that a project leader can use to help the project along. You take the basis of the models and tailor to fit the project flow. That is your P&P in a snap. We'll talk again next week.